Was an original composition by James Marshall. He has been in touch with us about a project that he wants to do in creating some original music for some movie backgrounds, and so he sent us this incredible music. We just thought we would use it as an intro to the show. This is Vocal Profiling Live, and on this show we ask the audience to call in and give us a sample of their voice. So we put in our little computer here right on the air. And you can give us a fake name if you want. You can give us a fake birthday or fake anything. Those people who called in and tried to fool us with giving us animated voices, that was fun too. So we try to look at your voice. We try to see what's going on in there. And for those of you who downloaded our free Nano Voice, this is sort of turned into a training for how to use that Nano Voice. We have with us Tall Blonde Heather.
Hi, everybody. I'm over here.
Heather, you have any announcements this week?
Well, we're excited because upcoming on the 20th and 21st is our Myrtle Beach Expo. Sherry is the keynote speaker at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center right there on the main drag. You can't miss it. And your speech, Sherry, will be Saturday at 3 o'clock.
And if they want more information about where that is,
or log on be there, to our website. That's www.nutrasounds.com. Or she can, anybody can call the office. We'll be happy to share all of our information with you.
And I understand that whoever attends that lecture will be getting a free computer program.
That's what I hear.
The exact one that we're using today.
That's right.
What's the name of the speech? What are we doing there?
Is frequency the new medicine or an ancient mystery revealed?
Ooh, I love that one. That's one of my favorite topics. I want to do an article about that, and I know you've been beating me about it.
I have.
What if we decided to call you Lisa?
Well, it was taller blonde Lisa, but I'm not so blonde anymore.
Oh, is that why you did that?
No, actually, it's not why I did it, but it's going to throw you off now.
Lisa, lean into the camera a little bit. Nobody can
that,
see
that
you.
Red looks
there
red.
You go.
I'm a little red now.
See this red
hair?
Didn't we decide to call you Feisty, Lisa?
Yeah, I think you did. Feisty.
Yeah. Boy, I got some feisty emails last week after we did our show. Actually, I can't think of a dirty name I haven't been called.
Well, that's how you know you did something good. If you got them all riled up and got everybody emailing you then.
So what is it you did that was so bad, Sherry?
People are really divided about Palin.
Yeah.
And I love her voice. Now, I have to admit, I didn't know anything about her.
Yeah.
We did some research afterwards, and you had some statistics, Lisa.
Yes, I do. She has a really good favorable rating overall as with Americans. But when you start polling people in specific questions like, how do you think Palin will be if she is put into a situation where she has to be president? percentages of favorability go down considerably. She's into the low 20s, 20%.
Is it because she's a woman?
I think it's mostly due to lack of experience.
I think that's the reason people give.
That's what they
say. But I think the underlying reason is a lot of men can't deal with the fact that a woman may be president.
And you want to know, when I was researching this, I got onto a few pollster websites, and they allowed the audience who was, you know, reading their article and about the poll to vote on, did you like her, did you not like her, do you think it's lack of experience? And then you could also, and you could click more than one thing. And one of the options that I, as a reader of this poll, could pick was, she's hot. Now, have you ever seen that on a guy's poll?
Not a political poll. All
right, Sherry.
Now, I know there's a lot of very avid Obama fans out there. I've seen some videos dedicated to Obama on YouTube.
Yes.
So.
Can you check he's hot or not?
You know what? I think you can.
Really?
Hot or not, Obama or Sarah Palin.
There you go.
Well, we predicted, you know, based on the vocal print, that McCain's going to die.
Yeah.
Because his immune system is incredibly stressed. Almost anything comes along that's... he could go down.
You know, once you've told me that, I've talked about that to several of my friends, and I said, you know, this is what Sherry's predicting, is that McCain's sick and Palin may actually be our first woman president. And you know what I got? Well, it's about time.
What
kind of well, isn't it a shame that somebody's got to die, though, for a
woman
to be president? Yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, was it all women friends?
It was all women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because look at Thatcher. I mean, she's
mm-hmm.
England.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? Do you think it has anything to do with a woman being president that Obama didn't pick Hillary? You look at their vocal print, and it's
profoundly upsetting.
I think there's a lot of competition there.
That's
mean,
what I thought.
Who would really be the president?
When you look at their vocal print, and we're going to do that again, you can see they're very compatible with their vocal print. But one of the things that happened with last week's show is people said, we want to see those graphs. We want to see what you were doing. The computer was too little. We couldn't make out what was going on. So they have, what do you call it when they threw something together? They have threw something together here for us.
This is our version of HDTV.
Right. So we have a video projector here up on a screen. We have the camera is going to be pointing at that screen. I'm going to explain to you some of what we were able to see. But I want to know a little bit more about Palin. What else did you find?
Let me tell you what else I found. I'll read you some of the stuff that I came up with. Favorable rating. She does not do so well whether or not she was the right choice for a presidential candidate either. The poll, which was taken of 1,000 likely voters on September the 1st, shows only 39% say she was picked because she was a good choice for vice president. 39% say no, and 22% are still undecided. They're saying McCain was hoping that by picking a woman, he'd be able to get the support of the old Hillary supporters.
Also, it was a good political
move. I think it was an excellent strategic move.
But it's not working.
Well, one of the things I read was everybody thought this was a last-minute dump mm-hmm. on the American public. But when you go back and read some of the articles, she was picked in March, and they deliberately did not bring her out until they found out whether or not Obama was going to not choose Hillary.
Wow.
So.
I'm so upset about that. That would have been such a great ticket.
And you would have voted?
I would have.
Are you going to change now?
No.
You're still going to vote for Obama and Biden? You thought Obama and Biden didn't look well.
I thought it looked awkward. Biden, to me, looks more presidential, maybe because he's the old school version. I don't know. Maybe I'm just used to that type of look. I think Obama will make a wonderful president, actually, and that's probably who I'll vote for.
So you're not...
I think the younger people are all about the rock star vote, yeah. And he's got that quality.
Yeah.
Obama does.
Obama's vocal print looks the most like Jimmy Carter's when we compared it to
mm-hmm.
other presidents.
And that's a good thing.
It's a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
You think Carter was an effective president?
I think there's always room for improvement, but I think his heart was in the right place, and I think he did what he honestly thought was best.
I think that's where you got it. Heart was in the right place, and there's not a lot of heart in politics.
Amen.
We may not have any clout here because we predicted or we wanted Ron Paul.
We did.
Yeah.
Because his voice looked like John F. Kennedy, almost identical.
Did you see his speech last night?
No.
On the Fox broadcasting.
What happened?
Yeah. He just, I only caught a little bit of it, but it was just wonderful to see him out and about, and he looks great. And it's always delivering a wonderful speech.
Palin's chart is very similar to Ron Paul.
That's interesting.
Do you think that Ron Paul, back to the public has a right, do you think his influence caused Palin to be chosen because she has that, okay, I had a Down syndrome baby, my daughter's pregnant, we're not going to do abortion, that family integrity that Ron Paul had?
I can't tell. I can't tell whether that's embodying the American family value system or not. I mean, is it?
I think it's the minority family. I think it's the family value system that the government was built on. But
it's outdated.
I dare say it is not what you see on a typical day in a family very often anymore.
Do people feel that she should have aborted her Down syndrome baby?
I don't think they got into that. I think they kept family pretty much out of the one that I read. She does not do good at all when it comes to the question of whether or not she would be able to act as president with only just 29% saying yes. Get this, men like her ability at a 32% more than women, who only favor her at 26%.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe Caddy, because she's good looking.
Really?
And they would be held up to that standard of a super mom, maybe?
Yeah.
No, some of the things that I received, that she's a liar, she's conniving, she's backstabbing, she's a bitch, she's vicious. Sounds like she's ready to be president.
I was going to say,
if a man had those qualities, they say he's strong. Yeah, he's tough. He's ready to, you know, kick some butt and wherever.
What qualities do we want in a president, and is it different from a man than a woman?
Absolutely.
You know, the fact that they think a woman wouldn't go to war, Thatcher did. I mean, look what she did in the Australian mess. Women are tough.
Absolutely we are.
Well, do we want truth and honesty now? Is that what Ron Paul... our computer went off here. When we do this, we should take off, what do you call that when it dies? Screen two.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. You think it's because Ron Paul brought those into the political arena, the family integrity, integrity in politics, no special interest groups? Because that's the stuff that was sent to me that's really just... really horrible. And I found out this was a fraud right before the show. There was this one that was sent to me was called Sarah Palin, the rest of the story, and it was a note to all by Anne Kilkenny. So I looked this up, and a couple of websites, one of them called Snoops, that looks at true and untrue things.
Urban legend, yeah.
It says this is absolutely false. Not true at all. I mean, that's like a 10-page thing. The very first things we got from last week's show were wonderful. We love her. We'd love to see more of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then this vicious, conniving backstabbing. This person is even saying at the end that even if Palin comes after her, she has nothing to lose. That she's been a voter and bad things happen to good people who stay silent. And that's why she came forward. She claims to be a PTA mom that knows Palin very well.
Interesting.
Then I started getting all the hate mail about what a dirty, low-down female dog I am. And one of them I wrote back to. And I said, why do you feel this way? This is just... She said this was a very rushed decision, in reaction to the DNC and the fact that the right wing wouldn't let Mick Bush have Lieberman on the ticket, aside from the Kilkenny email listing, and she knows about Palin's actual record versus what is being sprouted on the TV campaign trail. There are video clips of her making very different statements on issues than she is now. Is that in the stuff you found?
No.
And on issues that she was now, but then that goes for him too. They're talking about McCain.
Right.
Done virtually 180 degrees on every issue he campaigned on in the 2000 primary. I will be looking for work in Canada if they get elected.
Wow.
That's a serious threat.
That's very serious.
And one of them says, this woman is not, in great big capitals, fully vetted. What does fully vetted mean? And so I said, what does fully vetted mean to you? Because if you examine her vocal print, she's a very down-to-earth, integral, balanced person. And she just wrote back, she's not fully vetted. Examined? She's not fully examined?
No.
You don't think they examined her before they ever put her
I'm sure she was probably put through the ringer, you know?
I would not want to go through that.
I would not. I mean, that's not just putting yourself through this. That is putting your whole family.
Your whole family.
Friends, acquaintances, your dog.
Yeah.
Through the ringer, yeah.
I have some notes here for myself. I probably should talk about that. Any of you want copies of this music we used? It's jamesmarshallartist.com, and he says people can download that.
Wonderful.
Right off his site. I should give them the phone number if they want to call in.
It's beautiful music. I've listened to the two songs that I have, and I really enjoyed them.
He said they were totally spontaneous. He just sat down and meditated and did them.
It's music that makes you feel. I mean that. I liked it.
Makes you feel?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things they want to do is take the frequencies that we have, like the frequencies of dopamine that you could put behind a movie when you want to indicate that people are in love. Because that's the frequency, well, that's the chemical that drops in when you're in love is dopamine. That's what makes you feel all fluffy and, you know, all that stuff.
When's the last time you felt fluffy, Lisa?
I don't feel fluffy very often, Sherry. Can you do something about that?
Yes, feisty. We can give you some dopamine.
There you go.
And we got those new fractal formulas going, so we can find out exactly how to kick it in. Where the open door is in your chart.
Kick it in.
Please.
Absolutely.
But we could put this behind music. Think of what that's going to do to movies. And just as well, advertising. There are frequencies that make you hungry. Is this fair?
It's like a different kick on the scratch and sniff.
Would that be considered subliminal advertising? They're going to outlaw that before it even gets going.
It's not subliminal. It's right there. So people can hear it.
That's great.
I'm all for it.
You know, we teach this at Ohio University every year in John Butler's class, and we've had this conversation about whether putting this kind of thing behind music is manipulative or not.
I think if you're aware of it, I mean, who doesn't want something that's going to make you feel fluffy?
Well, how's that any different than going to a movie and you have to put on your 3D glasses? You walk into this movie, you know if it's a love story, you're going to start feeling some
intensity. That's just an added bonus.
Okay, do you want to buy McDonald's hamburgers and this kind of tampons? And what else is on the TV that we could...
Is there a frequency for tampons, Sherry?
To make you want it.
Okay.
And what else is advertised on TV? I just saw that. Cars? You want to be manipulated into buying a certain kind of car?
I feel manipulated anyways whenever I go to a dealership.
Yeah, you pretty much. You know what happens.
You're not
you
fluffy
there.
At that point.
No.
The stuff. Well, I'm wondering if we could do one to make people give you a better bargain.
There you go.
There are too many frequencies. So
yeah.
You could go with that on your person or something and maybe get a better deal. We ought to try that out.
We should. I'm all about that.
Well, the next project we're going to do like that is on back pain. So if anybody's out there that want to volunteer to help us a little bit with a back pain study, they can call us at the office, or do you want them to email you, Heather?
They can email me directly. I'll be happy to help them out.
Just Heather?
At vocalprofiling.com.
Okay, and if any of you out there have seen our new press release on the Army project we're doing,
if you see
it any place, we want to know about it. Okay, and we do have our studio line open if people want to call, and we have people in the studio if they want to ask us some questions. The studio line is 740-698-0670. 740-698-0670. And we will do your vocal print right online. We're concentrating on compatibility today. So if you just got a new job and you want to know if that was the right move, or you got a job in town, or you're thinking about getting a new job, not getting along with your husband, putting a team together. Didn't we just do an article, too, about quarantine?
Yes, we did.
You want to talk about that? Is that coming out?
It's already out.
Okay.
It's out.
Talk about it.
We put together an article about some amino acids that Sherry has found that if used in the right nutritional blend can help you maintain your weight. Carnitine, correct me if I'm wrong, carnitine is an amino acid that helps your body regulate your weight. So if you don't gain weight and you're really skinny, your carnitine is not being used, right?
Well, it's really, really high.
It's really, really high.
So you have an overabundance and it's not being used in the best way.
Okay. And if you're overweight, you're not using it properly.
Mm-hmm. I think with carnitine, when it's high, it builds up and keeps your metabolism high and keeps you skinny.
I want that one.
Have you noticed that really slender people are like ADD? They're kind of all over the
place. They're
fidgety. Yes, yes. That's a good word for it.
Yes.
So I think it's that high carnitine that's keeping what, well, it's the same thing as that herb, fucoxanthine, that
yes.
keeps your metabolism high. It's a thermogenesis.
Yes. We listened herb. To that up here in the studio and lost 5 pounds.
You know, Nikki was listening to it downstairs because we have this 3-story building. And the guy above her, the floor above her, said he lost his appetite.
Oh.
Aha. Hello, caller.
Hi. Is this Sherry?
This is BBS.
Hi. Hi, Sherry. This is Vicki, and I really enjoy your show. And I just heard that everybody seems to be talking about Sarah Palin and that she's such a, well, I don't know if I can say it, but a bitch.
Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that. I guess my whole thing is, why is everyone... All of a sudden, she's a successful woman, and, you know, all of us women that are successful deal with that all the time. If we are, all of a sudden become successful and maybe more successful than some men, we all of a sudden are a bitch.
Are you a Republican, Vicki?
Yes, I am.
Aha. So is this a party decision?
No, I don't think so. I was pretty much waiting to see who the vice president was going to be because one of the choices that was out there was somebody I would not want to be vice president. And I was actually considering voting for Obama. But I think the choice that has been made is very good.
Hey, Vicki, did you pick McCain and Palin based on her gender?
Based on her gender? No. I picked her because she's successful in what she's doing in Alaska. She seems to have a high ethical standard, and I think we need that.
Can we take your voice print about this? I don't think our mic is sort of... I don't think this mic is the right one hooked up, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's hooked up. Can we take your vocal print and see how you really feel about this?
Sure.
Okay, just talk away till I tell you to stop.
About Palin?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's great. I think she is a dedicated mother. She's successful in what she's put her mind to do. She has a wonderful, supportive husband. She seems to have everything that women want to have and is doing it. And she's living the American dream and what all of us women want to do. Having family, successful, having a wonderful husband that supports you in what you're doing and doesn't get offended if you're doing better than he is, and she actually lives out what she believes. And I think that's probably the most important part, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you don't live out what you believe, you're living a lie and it would come through. What else do you want me to say?
I'm going to hit the microphone because we got enough. I was just typing your name in here.
Okay.
I thought your emotions were ruling your head here. That's not true, Vicki. When you first started, I don't know if you are watching the show, but you had lots of blue over here in F and G and A, and the blue means that this was an emotional issue for you. You come up with lots and lots of yellow, if you can see on the screen, and particularly your F is very tall and very yellow. And this F indicates a plan, and the E indicates talking about the plan. And normal is 44, and you're planning and having mental faith in her. It's 170.
Wow.
And you're speaking about her from a thought-out logical process is 96. So you totally believe in her. You support her emotionally, but more than that, this is a logical framework for you to support her in your words and in your deeds, because that's where E and F is from. Are you going to do anything with her campaign?
Actually, I've been talking to people about doing that.
Your vocal print says you would be an ideal person to do that.
Awesome.
Because you're coming across as very logical, very mental. This yellow up here is much like Alan Alda would be a person who had a yellow vocal print, because he's quick-minded, he's logical, he's fair. So that's where you're coming from with this. Vicki, if you'll give us a birthday, we'll print this for you, and you can call Heather after the show.
Do I need to give you a year?
No, just give me, here, I'll just put in 12-12-12, because that tells the computer we didn't have a birthday.
Okay.
And would you... We're talking about Palin as a candidate. What do you think of her as a president?
I think she'd probably do pretty well. I actually like the fact that she is that she has a child in the military, and I think because, you know, women with our kids being in the military, she's probably less likely to make decisions hastily and really think it out. And I think she'd be an awesome president.
I didn't know that about her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, her son, in fact, was supposed to leave for Iraq today.
I am in shock
that
a presidential candidate would allow that to happen. Usually they pull him back and stick him on a desk job.
That's what I mean. She seems to be standing behind her beliefs and her ethics and her morals, and I think that's something that our country really needs.
Okay, we're going to display, we should ask you, can we display a report about you?
Sure.
Okay, it says you plan well and want to see that your plans are carried out. Is that true?
Yes.
The demands on your life don't leave enough time for you personally. Is that true?
Sometimes.
You're often too busy to think about the unexpected. This is a big one. This is not a nano that
you
I opened
the invoice
here.
Going on, don't you?
Yeah, this is the invoice. This is the 4 or 5 pager. We'll send it to you anyway, and... you know, we do have a class so that you can learn to do this, and you can download the free Nano Voice computer program. You know, people think we're nuts for giving that away. They think it's some rinky-dink cracker box thing. This is a real, legitimate program and a 30, 40-page manual that we're providing to people. You've had it done?
I have, many times. You nano voice me all the time.
On your job interview.
That's right. It started on my job interview, and it hasn't stopped since. If I have a headache, I'm doing a voice print.
Well, just from what you've told me about me, that's pretty right on. So I would definitely say this would be something I'd be interested in.
Well, we will sign you up for the absolutely free class. And this is not a crabby class. This is a real class to teach you about a real computer program that we are giving away to people to show them that their voice really does provide information, true information about them.
That's great.
Thank you for calling, Vicki.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Tell us about this headache. Did we do a vocal print with a headache?
Yes.
What happened?
I kept having really bad headaches, and I came in one day, and you looked at me kind of funny, and you're like, what's wrong with you? And I said, I have a headache. And you said, get over to the microphone. Let's take a print.
That was her headache project week. You fixed mine that week, too.
And we went over, and I had this one big spike that went clear to the top on the left-hand side of my voice print. And that was it. And so you gave me a frequency, and I listened to it. And then about 20 minutes later, my headache was gone.
Did it just go like that, or just kind of gradually?
It kind of gradually faded. Over about 20 minutes, it was gone.
Okay. I forgot we did that project. I also forgot to write it up. You probably want to write up, don't you?
I'm waiting on a few of those.
There's a new journal coming out. You
There's
talk
a
to
new
me?
Journal coming out, a new JBAB, the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. It's the more scientific end of what we do at the Institute. It's very technical. It's on Sherry's end of the spectrum. I typically write for the layperson who doesn't know about what we do and try to get people to understand what it is we do and how they can learn how to do what we do. The journal is for more scientifically technical-minded people, and you have to help me with a lot of those because I've only been here 3 months, so I'm still pretty new, just learning the technical lingo and the language, and it's very, very complicated stuff, mm-hmm. so it's mm-hmm. not something just any
you
old writer.
You think it's complicated?
At JBAB, some of it,
yeah.
yes.
What?
It's less complicated for me now because I have immersed myself in it for the last 3 months, but the typical layperson is not going to pick up that journal and go, oh, that looks like an interesting read this evening.
Oh, I didn't know it was so technical. Did we have
but that's good. You want something
technical. You need both ends of that.
You need
yeah.
both ends of the spectrum. You need that for
your mind thinks technical, and we interpret for the average everyday Joe.
That's why I do news releases, and that's why we do magazine articles, and that's why we do all the other stuff, so I can get the word out to people like me.
But we do have articles that people can get.
We've got
Absolutely.
A ton of articles.
And don't we have a new DVD we just did? Is that too technical?
No, DVD is awesome.
Wait, can you reach that over there, Lisa? We've got...
This is the new one.
Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease, plus bonus footage, Miracles of Non-Medicine.
And we didn't do that, did we?
No, this is... Yeah, by independent filmmaker John Addison, who did a wonderful job.
And we did have some done from some interns, though, then. Those are free online for people.
On YouTube. Actually, if you go to youtube.com and do a search for Sherry Edwards or Sound Health, I think we have 9 or 10 videos mm-hmm. on there at this point. And those, of course, are, you know, free. And if you want to send them to your friends, please do.
Would it help people to understand why we're doing this free if they knew that we're a nonprofit organization?
We are primarily research, and we do a lot of research around here.
And we are in the 7th year of a 5-year plan.
Yes.
And that 6th and 7th year was to...
I kind of did college like that, too.
was trying
oh,
you reach
grads.
Well, we did all the research, and then we wanted to give it to the public. So that's why we do the radio shows, and
yes.
that's why we do this. You know, some people wrote, Heather, and said the article that we promised them about this presidential running mates was not up. Is that, are they pulling my leg?
My bad.
That is true, because I hear it needs a little fine-tuning.
We're tweaking.
Typos? You did typos?
No, you didn't do typos.
At this point, Lisa, I say, Lisa, can I have the article yet? And she says, it's not perfect. It needs work. And then I go with it when I get it from Lisa.
But people really want it. And they've asked us to go over it again.
Okay.
So that they can see and I can explain what's really going on here.
Can we tell the people that I'm one woman and I'm typing as fast as I can go?
No, we can't tell them that.
I'm working on it.
When Lisa came to interview with us, we didn't have a position as writer. And we loved her so much in the interview, we made the position thinking we'll find her something to do.
No, yeah. I said, hey, Sherry, book. I see book here. She's like, okay. We're still working on that.
We just haven't got to the book yet.
Oh. No, she found a position for me. And I have been here 3 months, and I have the worst case of carpal tunnel ever. So we'll
we
find a cell
that.
For
we
that.
We can fix that. We've done that a lot. One of the things I loved about Lisa in her interview and doing her vocal print is that she was very honest. Everything was connected, and she was, truthful is not the exact word, but you were truthful. It was committed. You could tell that she was committed. And she had gone on the internet and looked at who we were before she got here. Mm-hmm. And she said she feels like she stumbled into Never Never Land because she didn't have the slightest idea that
That's
we
true.
Existed in southeastern Ohio. She didn't know. There's not been any publications about us being here. We don't get a lot of coverage in the newspaper here because we just kind of stay still.
Well, our coverage is more aimed internationally than locally. And we kind of like to keep it, you know, at some point like that because there is so many. When you're back here, you're back here. And when we go out in public, it's like a mob around Sherry. So.
And I don't think a little article could do it.
No.
It'd have to explain who we are and what
It'd
we really
do. It'd be a book.
Yeah. All right, Heather.
I love you.
All right. Okay, we're going to go over this article again. This time, it's being recorded, and they can download the recording and look at it many, many times. For those of you who have the Nano Voice, same thing as what we did it on. You see up there in the corner, it says Nano Voice. And if we get any calls or somebody wants to ask a question during the show, they're welcome to do it. See a little Nano Voice? And this is the one that we gave you guys for free. What you need, Eric?
I'm just going to blow it up so you can see it larger.
Oh, you want this to be larger for people? Mm-hmm. Can we do that? Did we do it?
The box in the middle of the...
The box in the middle? Oh, blow it up like that. Oh, it's up here. We blow it up. Nope.
That's actually on a Word document.
Yeah,
it's a Word doc. But we could, can't you see something like 200%? Guys, this is a new Vista, and I am Vista stupid.
Do we have enough room on the camera over there to do that?
To make it larger? I probably could make it larger this way. Can we get rid of all this stuff up here and make it larger?
No, that stuff doesn't go away.
Okay. Well, I tried to make it larger, and I think I just messed up my entire program here. Because things are on top of each other now. Can I undo?
Right, yeah.
There's an undo. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've got to learn to do this program. Should get one of those little professor things that do Vista.
They have those.
Well, there's something they give away on them.
There's probably a glitch in it.
Now, see, that's what people think about our stuff.
No.
Okay, this is Obama on Biden. And Heather found this speech for me, and it was very short. And it said the three reasons why Obama chose Biden. I would think that a committee chose Biden. But one, that if something happens to him, Biden could step in. Biden is not a yes man. I thought that was a neat thing. He's not a yes man. Not that Hillary would have been.
No,
she definitely wouldn't have been. And that's probably why she didn't get chosen.
I think that's exactly right.
She would have been the man. And
well, a lot of people wanted that back in the 90s, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, don't you think she didn't run some of the White House when Bill was in it?
I clearly think she did. I bet on it.
So she was Mrs. Vice President.
I think so.
Okay. So, and it cares about the American people. Okay, you guys who saw this or heard about it last week, this is your chance to see it. I'm going to try to stay out of the camera's way. Most of the information in Obama's chart is red. And red indicates that he is a spontaneous thinker, a spontaneous doer. It's sort of like a fireman. They are reactive. I would not think that he was reactive like this in saying why he chose this man as his vice president. I would have thought there would be some yellow in there, mentally thinking about this logical decision. And I would also say that I would think there would be some blue. There had to be some emotional compatibility. It's not there. One little itty-bitty piece of blue right here under C-sharp, and if you look in your Nano Voice manual, you'll see that blue is emotional. This says to me that this was more of a spontaneous speech and that Biden better have something besides red or this guy is a runaway without a lot of thought behind what's going on. Do you want a spontaneous president? I asked that before.
depends on how smart he or she is.
It depends on the situation, too. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I want somebody that can think fast and be decisive in a split second.
And have integrity along with his decisions.
Right. But when it's not one of those cases where instantaneous decisions are required, I want them to be able to know it's okay to sit back and take a minute and think about it before you do anything ridiculous.
Rand is a reactive president,
right.
Not a proactive.
That's not good.
It's a reactive president. And I shouldn't have taken it off the screen. I should have asked anybody in the audience here if they had any questions about it. No questions about Obama. Obama was not this way in the beginning, and that's why I've included another print of his. He did not show this reactive strain. This is Obama. This is Biden's acceptance of Obama's nomination. Do you remember where Obama had all of the red in this section?
Well,
the spontaneous reaction? It's not in there. But what I do love that's in there is a big dose of C-sharp, which is truth, honesty, integrity, and it's green. Green is a doer. They will say what they do, they will plan it out, they will look at how it affects people, and they'll go from there. And this high dose of D, if you'll flip back to Obama, backwards, you'll see that he did not have the D. Stop. Yeah. See?
Mm-hmm.
The D is gone, the C sharp is gone, and that is the support that Biden is providing to him. And D, you can go back to because I can't be hearing over there at the same time.
All right.
Big, high dose of D, and D is management. But it's management from a personal perspective, almost like a mothering kind of, or a dean, or, you know, somebody who's taking care of lots of people on a personal basis. I love seeing green in somebody who comes in for a job, because it means they'll do what they say, and they'll do it carefully. But where he has missing, then Obama shows up. Can we look at the next one? Because this is telltale on, this is telltale. Should I take the mic over there with me?
You're fine.
I'm fine?
Mm-hmm.
Even over here, I'm fine?
Yes.
Okay, go on down.
Keep going?
Yeah. No, whoa, stop right there. This is a little bit. I'm not going to explain a lot about it, but look at the doer, the emotions, where they're going to conflict here is A and A sharp, spiritual best. But the next one really tells it very strong. And what I'm telling you, we have put in there at the issue. This is Biden talking about his mom.
Oh.
This is bad news, guys. Look how narrow his voice is. This is not coming from his emotions except to plan something. This is a put-on. One streak here, G, and it's put on for a physical reaction. I think they were trying to tell the story because he's talking about it growing up, hard knocks, he was poor, his mom told him this, integrity, fights at school over integrity and whatever. They're trying to create an image here of him that's comparable to Palin, that they both come from this highly integral working class family, except Biden doesn't believe it. When you see it narrowed down like this to one or two notes, that is not the person's true feelings. And when you see it as yellow, it's something that he's been told to say.
Wow.
So, look at his acceptance speech. It was much more emotional than him talking about growing up and his mother, who he was addressing in the audience. How would you take that?
I think if I was mom and I knew that, I'd be mad.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should send it to his mom.
We could send it to his mom? She wouldn't believe it. What good would it
be? Ben's okay. Grounded.
Let's go on down, because there's other things I want people to see plainly. And they can learn from each one of these statements by watching. Okay, what's just this one? Oh, this is the same one about his mom. You want to know when people are lying? They have these big holes in their voice.
They're not going to be able to see the numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look at this level right here in gut level. Gut level. And it's empty. Talking about his mom.
Wow.
Intellect. There's a lot of stuff there talking about his mom. He's not as big as a fibrous Cheney. And when we did that show.
Well, that's an improvement.
That was a great show. I love that.
But look at this, where he was very high indeed, talking about how he could help manage the presidency and talking about his own mother that is missing. Okay.
Go down.
Yeah. This one, I wish we could see both of these together. This is tremendous. This is Obama on the campaign trail, and we did a show about this. But notice the high blue on the left side, but notice red, green, blue, yellow. Multitasked person, and red is about the smallest. He was not reactive there at all. There was a plan. Well, watch the next one. It'll just blow your mind. Do you think that is still Obama's?
Yeah.
Does it look alike?
It does look alike.
It's Hillary's on the campaign trail.
Wow.
Now we're going to flip back just a little, because look at this blue. Hillary campaigns in blue. Hillary campaigns in emotions on the right side. Obama campaigns in blue, but on the left, which is logic. Emotional logic. She's emotional. They both have this high green doer here. They both mean what they say. They would have made an incredible pair for the presidency.
I knew it.
Because they totally complement each other. What he doesn't have on one side, she has. Their reactiveness is down. Their doer is up. Their emotions are high. This would have been the dynamic duo.
Now I'm really upset.
I'm so bummed.
Okay, go on down.
Now we have Biden. What is that?
Here's Hillary and Palin. We did. Look how much she looks like Hillary.
Wow, a lot.
A lot, but look at the green. She's the doer. This is...
She's the woman.
Palin on her family. Multitask, high emotion, intellect, thinking about it, logic all through here, even logic and spirituality. Her strongest note here is A, spirituality. She reacts with spirituality, she thinks with spirituality, she does and she feels. All within a note of spirituality. And that A is management. Management of resources. And one of the things they're beating on her about is opening Alaska for
oil.
Mm-hmm. You know, do they not think that we would be better off to have our own oil? Okay, go to the last one here. And you can see where she's talking about the presidency. This is... her talking about corruption and accountability, high trust doing, high ego, I'll see that this is done. She lacks F though. Mm-hmm. She totally lacks F, which is the plan. She doesn't know how she's going to do it. She just knows she's going to do it. But, okay, this is McCain on Palin. Do you remember what I said about Biden when he's talking about his mom? And there was...
He was told what to say?
He was told what to say. You got it, Heather. And he has a high F where she has none. Her F is totally missing. You see, this is totally intellectual. He is not emotionally supportive of her.
He didn't care one way or the other, did he?
Well, he cared on some intellectual level about the plan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which means somebody probably other than him
made the decision.
Absolutely, somebody else made the decision based on what you're looking at here. Okay, I don't think there's any more, but we could go down while I'm looking. Oh, there is. What is this one? Well, that's still corruption and accountability. Mm-hmm. We got one of the things mixed up, so I need to fix that. This is McCain talking about Palin. Now look at where it's coming from. Where is his information coming from talking about her?
From somebody else.
Intellect. This total intellect. The yellow. There's one place where they come together. creating something physical. So you plan it here at F, you put your plans into action, and the G is the physical result of the action. G sharp is managing the resources for your action. They both fall down a little bit there. 44 is normal, 19 is their score here. But they're going to come together and be able to work better on future. If we do this, this will be physically created. So if they can get along on that basis, we might have a good presidential compatibility going on. I think that's the last one. No? Oh. This is her in introducing her family.
Look at that.
She is just as integral, just as multitasked, just as fair as she was when she was talking about the presidency. So how she's treated her family and talks about her family is going to move over into the presidency because it is the same. And look at the last sentence I put here.
Palin wouldn't need McCain's support to be an exceptional president.
From her vocal print. Now, there's a lot of public opinion out there,
yes,
true or
there
false.
Is.
But she can lie with her words. She cannot lie with her voice. And neither can the rest of you. So if you really want to know what your neighbor, your partner, your husband, your friends are thinking and doing, download the Nana Voice. Get in touch with Heather at vocalprofiling.com. The site's down right now because we're putting a new front page on it.
Upgrading the program.
Oh, yes, we're
upgrading.
It'll
be bigger and better when it comes back.
I've written a new database, and I'm writing one on compatibility and leadership and lots of other things. So if they want to take the course on how to do what I just did here and know what's going on in their own community, evaluate your own presidential running candidate files. See what's happening. Talk to your husband. Talk to your partner. See where the truth really lays. We're going to open America one Nana Voice at a time, guys. That's all for the show. It's been great. I hope we've answered some of your questions. I hope we've satisfied some of you about not being able to see the show last week. And Heather, this will be available when?
It'll be available immediately. It's right up and it's archived on Ustream as soon as we stop. So they'll be able to view it at any time.
So you, just the letter U, stream.tv/channel/self-health. Is that a slash
health
now?
Hour.
Hour.
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't get all that, just call us here at the office, 740-698-9119, or jump on BBS Radio, and they'll have an archive there for you. Thank you for joining us. We love it.